Well, I have to admit that 708 is one of my favorite three-digit numbers, but that is not the correct time. The actual time is 1930 UTC, the time at which we always begin the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. Yes, I am. And I'm sitting here drinking tea. What else did you expect? Of course I'm sitting here drinking tea. I love to drink tea. This tea is a little bit hot, though. So we need to wait. Or do we? Should we test it again? Yeah, it's good, but it's hot. That's just the second, or is that the third? That's the third sip of tea that I've had today. So obviously we need to wait for the tea to cool down. And what's the best way to wait for tea to cool? That's right, listening to the numbers. So let's go straight over here to the numbers lady, and we'll ask her, hey numbers lady, what are the numbers?
The numbers are 261, number 397, number 450, number 786, number 848, number 878. Thank you.
Oh, you are welcome, numbers lady. And I always do appreciate your polite gratitude. Thank you. You're welcome. All right, so what's up? What's going on? What are we doing? Well, yeah. The first thing we need to do is to look to see if we can go outside today. I don't think we can. Oh, we did have some rain yesterday and a lot of wind. And the rain was good because we needed rain because it's been dry and we need rain for mushrooms and stuff. And then late last night, it started like doing weird weather. The rain got frozen and it was not quite snow, it was not quite hail. And when I was making tea and eating my breakfast, I was looking outside at my back deck and I could see little balls of ice. Yes, and they are still there. They are still there, trying to melt. Hi, Pippa. Pippa's up here. Hi, what do you want? You want some kitty water? Okay, I can get you some kitty water. Oh, that's painful, though. That hurts. Okay, here's your kitty water. Drink it up. Oh, having a hard time bending over. That thing in my hip is really bothering me today, but it's starting to go away. All right, so as I look outdoors, yeah, it's sunny. It's like 42 degrees Fahrenheit. I don't think we've got the... Yeah, as I look at... we're not going outside today. We don't have the battery power. And I don't know if I can walk around right now. I woke up a little bit earlier than usual. This is good, though. Starting to get... accustomed to the clock change, which has been messing me up. Oh, okay, let's try to sit down here. Oi, ow. Oh, and look who shows up. It's my kitty. Hello. Hello, fluffy kitty. Who's a good baby? Oh, man, I guess this means I gotta get the blanket ready so we can do some kitty business. Am I getting the blankie ready? Yeah, I am. Okay, come on, be a good baby. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, I don't know if I can sit like this for a while, Pippa. Oh. Okay, are you in the kitty pit? That's a good kitty. Okay, so I got some kitty business going on here. And as I look up... What in the hell? As I look up onto my TV screen, I see none other than Alan Freed. What has happened? Have I gone back in time? Was there... a temporal rift in the space-time continuum. Did aliens pick me up at night and then drop me back off in the wrong era? Why am I seeing Alan Freed? Alan Freed. Yes, you know him. You should know who Alan Freed is. Alan Freed often gets touted as the father of rock and roll. Why? Did he invent some kind of new music? No, he was just a disc jockey. Alan Freed was a disc jockey, and he was a dirty disc jockey. Alan Freed can be called the father of rock and roll if you think of rock and roll as being the most corrupt part of the music business ever. Because, yeah, Alan Freed was dirty. He was as corrupt as they come. The father of rock and roll. Oh, boy, oh, boy. Just some of the shady things Alan Freed was involved in was he would make artists give him writing credits on their songs. Because, as you know, every time a song gets played, everybody whose name is on that record as a writer gets paid. And so Alan Freed, who was just a disc jockey and, you know, not a musician or anything, he's got a lot of writing credits for, like, certain Chuck Berry songs. I think, like, Maybelline. And he's got he's got writing credits on a whole bunch of other songs. Did he actually have anything to do with them? Did he have actually any writing? Did he do any writing of these songs? Well, nobody actually knows. But it's highly questionable. Oh, this tea is good. Mm. Alan Freed pretty much invented payola. If you know anything about the radio business, and all the radio scandals throughout life, you've heard of payola. That's when record companies pay disc jockeys to play certain records over other records, because that then drives more sales, which affects the charts, and everything was rigged and blah blah blah. This was an era before the program director. And don't get me wrong, I am very anti-program director. But on the other hand, I'm also very anti-payola. So, Alan Freed also went down for payola. Yeah, he got busted. He thought he was smart. He wasn't too smart. He got busted. I think he might have even been the first disc jockey to go down in the big payola scandal, which lasted for, what, 20 years? Alan Freed, yes. Finally lost his jobs, could not get hired anywhere because everybody knew he was dirty. And then died about 5 years later at the age of, I don't think he was 45 years old. And he died of alcohol-related problems like cirrhosis and numerous other things. Let's punch this in. What do we even have going on here?
And of course, as usual, we're going to be playing all of your favorite records and mine. But tonight, we're going to have another new first. The other day, we told you about wanting to find a fine new voice with that new beat and a new sound. A singer that we wanted to call Johnny Melody.
I thought you were an Alan Freed fan.
He won't listen to me, so why should I listen to him?
Well, all right, then. Let's just sit here and brood.
Yes, let us brood, because Alan Freed is dirty. Nobody should like Alan Freed. And yeah, he's looking for Johnny Melody, because there's nothing like a good manufactured pop star. Especially in today's day and age. Uh-oh, got some more Alan here.
With our big show at Lowe's State Theater in Times Square this Christmas. That is, if he calls in and identifies himself. We want the rest of you to call in and tell us how you like him.
Don't you know? And there we go. So yeah, Alan Freed. Where was I going with this? I don't know. He's dirty. Why is this even on? Okay, yeah, this is Alan Freed. He did show up in a lot of movies. Probably a half a dozen or so. I can think of a few. Rock, 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 Rock Around the Clock, and this one, Go Johnny Go. At the end of another successful rock and roll concert at Lowe's State Theater, groundbreaking disc jockey Alan Freed, played by Alan Freed, announces a talent search from the stage. Somewhere in the audience, wide-eyed usher and aspiring singer Johnny listens attentively. Determined to become Freed's latest discovery, Johnny just struggles to raise his money, raise the record, yeah. What's up next? Get yourself a college girl. Which is not an Alan Freed movie, but it is a cool music film. It's got the Dave Clark Five in it and the Animals. What's after that? Oh, the Cool Ones, starring Roddy McDowell. Always awesome. It's like early rock and roll days. And look what's on later this afternoon. Wow, the Jimi Hendrix documentary on TCM. Yay. Then the Monterey Pop Festival. And then, let me guess, Woodstock? Oh, no. It's Love Again. Okay, yeah. Once we get to 7 o'clock, all the rock and roll stuff ends. So, yay. So I've got some interesting stuff on TV today, including but not limited to this Alan Freed stuff. Alan Freed is trying to make a pop star. It's going to happen. That's how we do it these days. For God's sake, we can't have any organic music. We can't have kids forming bands in their garages. How can we make money off that? We can't. We got to manufacture our pop stars. Here, I have an idea. Let's have a contest. Just like in this movie that we're watching, we'll have a contest to find the next big thing, and we'll call it American Idol. Oh, wait, no, it's called Alan Freed's Talent Search. Yeah, we would never do anything dirty in this day and age. This is the 21st century. My God, this is the year 2020. We are already 20 years. That's a human generation. We are already a human generation into the 21st century. Children that were born in the year 2000 are now 20 years old. They're driving, they're voting, they are dying in our wars, but they cannot drink alcohol yet. Yeah, nothing has changed. Nothing has changed. And if you don't believe me, check your local TV listings for the next time American Idol is on. Yes, it is still on. They are still making new episodes of it. I noticed it just the other day, a couple nights ago. I was like, wow, this is still on? Who is watching this? Who is believing that this is a real thing? Why does this exist? You got to understand, these concepts are very foreign to me, because I grew up surrounded by music, organic music, people just creating music just because they can, not because they were selected by a manager or because they won American Idol. Yeah, it was just a bunch of people who were always hanging around with musical instruments and playing various kinds of music. That's how I got started myself. It's like, okay, this seems like a worthwhile thing to do. Maybe I'll pick it up. And then as I got older, I discovered, oh, I know a bunch of other people in my neighborhood who also do this. Great, let's start a band. And that's why you should start a band. You should start a band in protest of the Alan Freeds of the world, which are now called the Simons of the world. You know, you got Simon Cowell, and you got Simon the other doofball, the, you know, you're fired guy, but he doesn't say you're fired. He just tells everybody they're terrible and makes tons and tons of money off of them. Oh, yes. Keep watching all your boy bands and your girl groups because, you know, a real rock and roller dances as they sing. Or should I say, dances as they pretend to sing. That's the beautiful thing about headset microphones. You can turn them off and just let those backing vocal tracks on the tape roll. That way you don't get the sounds of people breathing hard as they try to dance and pretend to sing at the same time. Yes, it's all fake. How do I know this? Yeah, I used to do it for a living. So there you go. No, don't get me wrong. I wasn't the guy on stage faking it. Because when I'm on stage, I'm actually playing music. I can guarantee goddamn you that. If you ever see me anywhere and it looks like I'm performing music, trust me, I am really doing it. But there was a few years where it was a job for me to stand behind a mixing board and run the tape and the lights so that the kids dancing on stage could pretend like they were singing and pretend that they were rock stars. And they weren't. Oh, but that's the way life is. Things are fake. Things are false. There is no reality other than the reality that you make. And that's why people like to create their own really super idiotic realities. Case in point, 90210. Say something stupid.
Now, you did a much better job with those turkeys than Dylan and I did.
Thank you. And when it's time for dessert, you get to put on the whipped cream.
Yeah, great.
Yesterday, Daddy let me have a hot fudge sundae instead of turkey.
Separate Thanksgivings. You remember those?
Too well.
Yesterday, I drive her to Mel's bachelor pad in Studio City, which, for the record, has a singles night and two hot tubs.
That's a good place to take a child.
Chris, why don't you go pick out something on the jukebox?
Yeah, why don't you give that responsibility to an 8-year-old in 1990?
You could just strangle.
I know, but you cannot let her hear you say that.
She's just going to put on the Hanson. Bop.
I don't know, maybe it's better for her to learn now that there are some men you just can't count on.
Oh, Dylan walks in the door.
Wish I'd learned that ahead of time.
They're bad-mouthing him already.
See if Matt needs any help in the back.
Good idea.
You're a scumbag, Dylan. Oh, no, here comes Dylan. Hi, Dylan.
I got a cargo van, so everything should be set.
Okay, good. We'll just start loading everything up.
I was thinking that you need to sort of lead the charge on that, because my mom's sister, Lily, she's at LAX. She has a really big layover. I gotta go down there.
Oh! And where's that music? The little kid was just sent to the jukebox to play some music, and we're still not hearing any music. All we're hearing is this inane conversation between Dylan and Donna as Donna wraps up some pies with some of that colored Reynolds wrap or saran wrap made by Reynolds. Who knows? Remember that? Remember the colored plastic wraps? Do we still have that? I haven't seen that in a while. Oh, it's so 90s! Yada! Yeah, alright. So I'm going to have to play some music since that kid on 90210 wouldn't play any music. And since we were talking about the death of careers, with Alan Freed killing his own career, I was thinking of this the other night. Whatever happened to Billy Squire? And I suddenly remembered, oh yeah, he killed his career with that video, that horrible video for Rock Me Tonight. This is the song that killed Billy Squire's career.
Terrible.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry, kids. I can't do it. I just can't. No. And you know what? I don't even think I can play any good Billy Squire right now. And I just... Whatever happened to Billy Squire, nobody knows. And now I can't take any bad music. I need to have good music in my head, not this horrible crap. So obviously now, to clean my own brain out, we're going to The Clash. Spanish Bombs.
Inside in the days of 39. Oh, please leave the bandana open. Frederico lockers dead and gone. Bullet holes in the cemetery wall. The black car of the Cardi of the beer. Spanish bombs on the Costa Rica. I'm flying in on the DC-10 tonight. Spanish bombs. You have to kill me, Benito. You have to quit. Oh my God, I thought. Infinito, yo te cuera, oh my corazón. Spanish weeks in my disco casino. The freedom fighters died up on the hill. They sang the red flag. They wore the black one. After they died it was Mockingbird Hill. Back from the buses, went up in flashes. Irish Jews drenched in blood. Spanish bombs shattered the hotels. My senoritas all just met in the bar. Bonito, yo te quiero, oh my corazón. Spanish bombs, yo te quiero y bonito.
I'm not much of a go back. I'm not one of those people that says, oh, we need to go back to blah, 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 blah. No, move forward. You know, time marches on. Keep moving your ass forward. Make some goddamn progress. But I will admit that there is an appeal to going back to like 1980 or 1981. Think about it. We would still have The Clash. We would still have, you know, the real Van Halen, you know. We would still have, oh, so many beautiful things. We would still have David Bowie. Oh, we would still have Freddie Mercury, but, you know, not for long. Oh my God, what is this world coming to? I'll tell you what it's coming to. It's coming to a head, and I'm getting pretty excited about it. Things are falling apart. Have we reached that stranger tractor? that strange attractor in our downward curve of entropy, where suddenly things are going down faster than they are going in any other direction? Are we rapidly approaching that? We might be. We might be. Oh, I was watching the television last night. That weird guy, you know, the you're fired guy. Donald Trump was telling us that, oh, coronavirus, it's fine. It's going to go away in a couple of weeks. But that's weird. More people have died. How can that happen? Yeah, so we've got bad leadership. Nice. We've got we've got a disease. We've got disease and pestilence. Oh my God, is it the four horsemen of the apocalypse? Oh, football is getting messed up. Games aren't being played. All of Italy is shut down. How are you going to close down Italy, especially for football? Football is like the main export of Italy. It is what drives the Italian economy, and they've shut it down. Oh my God. So we got a virus. We got a virus running loose. Oh, I'm so excited. I'm thinking back to all of the post-apocalyptic films that were made during my childhood that were predicting just this exact scenario. Although I thought it was going to happen sooner. Hell, in the 70s and 80s, you know, we were told that we were going to be post-apocalyptic in the 90s, well before the year 2000. Oh, you know, the year 2000, that was a 50s thing. Oh, we're going to have flying cars that'll be atomic-powered, and you'll have a nuclear microwave. Yeah, 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 that didn't happen. Why? Oh, so many reasons. Instead, what we got was Nixon, Reagan, and then that other guy, the saxophone guy, Bill Clinton, who cannot tell a lie. He did not have sexual relations with that woman. And then it went all downhill from here. Oh, sure. We were told that, oh, look, things are going to change. Barack Obama is the president. Oh, the whole world's going to change. And yeah, nothing happened. And now we're on the downhill slide again. Secretly, I'm pretty happy about it. I'm getting excited. Are fun things going to happen? Could we possibly have World War III? Maybe. I kind of doubt it, but you never know. Maybe somebody will go crazy. Maybe one of the tin pot dictators somewhere in this world, maybe they're going to push a button. Maybe we'll get a nuclear bomb dropped in anger for the first time in 70 years. And then everything is just going to go to hell in a handbasket. And it'll be fun. It'll be fun for all. Fun for kids of all ages. And you won't need an e-ticket. You won't need an app on your smartphone. All you're going to need... Oh, I can't even say it on the radio. It doesn't matter, because we're done. You've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio, the streaming radio station of the Super Dimension Fortress. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.